Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside. Welcome to Couch Time with Amy Wine, the podcast that's all about helping high achievers like you thrive in life, relationships, and business. Hey there, I'm your host, Amy Wine, and each week I will be bringing you insights, inspiration, and practical strategies to help you live your best life. So whether you're looking to improve your relationships, grow your business, or find more meaning and purpose, you have come to the right place. With expert interviews, real-life stories, and actionable advice, Couch Time with Amy Wine is the ultimate guide to personal growth and success. So grab your cup of coffee or tea, like me, get comfortable on that couch, and join me for real life, real relationships, real people. It is time to take your life to the next level, and I am here to help you every step of the way. Welcome back to Couch Time. This is your host, Amy Wine. And I'm going to be honest right off the bat. This is the second time I'm recording this because I just did a bang up job and it was amazing. I do have to say so myself, but I forgot to hit record. So let's hope take two is equally as good. And I know you're going to get a lot out of today's topic, but it is something that I think every person on the planet struggles with. But first, I want to dive into a story while you try to guess what we're going to talk about. And a while back, I don't know how long ago, but a while back, I was finding myself drowning in work emails, drowning in Voxers from clients, from my team, you name it. That's nothing new to most people, right? But it's Sunday afternoon. And I had said that Sundays were going to be my day off. They're going to be my day off for my family and spiritual rejuvenation, time with Jesus. But there I was, glued to my screen, responding to all my work things. And it wasn't until my spouse pointed out that I was missing our family movie time that I realized something had to change. Because it was not like my husband, John, to say anything. He usually doesn't unless it's really, really bad. And because he pointed out, I was like, this is a problem, like a serious problem. And I get it. Sometimes we all find ourselves working or doing things during times that we've designated for family or personal activities. Sometimes it's just playing the game on the phone or doing other things that we get distracted by. And because he asked me that, I realized I had to set better boundaries. And I did not want to feel like I was compromising my personal life for work, my spouse for work, my children for work. And yes, we're going to be talking about setting boundaries. And I'm going to tell you exactly how to do them today. People say, oh, just go set a boundary. And they think that that's selfish. And it's not that, or they think it's mean, or they just don't know how to do it. So I'm going to give you a play-by-play guide of how to set a boundary. And remember, every time I teach something, even if I'm talking about work and that doesn't apply to you, everything I teach can go across life, relationships, and business. Always. So, and if it doesn't, I'm going to tell you that. Parenting and marriage actually impact your business too. So things that I teach you there, you could also have communication with your team or with your extended family, your parents, your siblings, neighbors, all kinds of things. So here's what you need to know first about boundaries. It is not just about saying no to other people, because often we say no to ourselves before we say no to other people. But boundaries are about saying yes to what's important to you. It's about respecting your own time and energy as much as you respect others. And let's be clear, setting boundaries is not a one-time event. It is an ongoing process that requires constant vigilance and communication. Now, that sounds scary. I don't have time to be constant about anything right now. Let's just keep going. Hang with me. You're going to get this. How do you go about setting these boundaries? Well, it starts with being transparent, both with yourself and the people around you. Uh-oh. I'm going to pause again. You know why? Because I got to repeat that. Because I think what happened is everybody's like, not listening to this one. This podcast is done. She wants me to be vulnerable and transparent. Yeah, I do. Even if it's hard. And we're going to start with baby micro boundaries, ones that you can handle until you get them down. We're not going to make this hard. So don't disappear on me yet. All right? I'm going to say that one more time for the people in the back that didn't get it. It starts with being transparent, both with yourself and the people around you. You need to communicate your limitations clearly and create systems that respect those limitations. You're like, systems? How does that come into boundaries? For instance, if Sundays are sacred to you, make it abundantly clear. You have an autoresponder on your email, says you're unavailable. You have a candid conversation with your team about not expecting you to be available on work on the weekends. You have a candid conversation with extended family if they constantly are expecting you to be somewhere with them. You have to stick to these boundaries. That is the key. Stick to the boundaries rigorously. It's not just about setting them. It's about respecting them and ensuring others do too. So what are the action steps for setting boundaries? Well, first, you have to identify your own limits, which if you listen to last week's podcast, you'll know because you will have already identified your limits. Remember, this is a 5-week series and each week builds upon the last one. We are going to go deep, deep, deep here. In fact, next week, we're going to talk about psychological triggers that keep you from setting boundaries or figuring out the myth of having it all. But for now, identify your limits. Knowing your limits is the cornerstone to setting effective boundaries. So it isn't just about time. It's also about mental and emotional bandwidth. Take stock of your commitments and your responsibilities. And then you got to ask yourself, what can I realistically handle without feeling overwhelmed and stressed? This self-assessment's crucial because if you don't know your limits, you can't expect others to respect them. And that's where last week we talked about using a time tracking app for a week to see where your time actually goes. It's going to give you a clear picture of how much time you have available for work, family, and personal activities. Number two, once you know your limits, the next step is to communicate them clearly to the people around you. You're like, Amy, this is basic. Yeah, but it's not that easy. Keep going, because there's part of setting boundaries that everyone misses. So when you communicate, it could be your family, your team, your friends, your kids. The key is to be as transparent as possible. Don't just say I'm busy. Explain why you're busy and what your priorities are. Oh, I'm going to hold again for those in the back. Because I'm busy should just be an answer. Because isn't no a full sentence? Don't we hear those quotes? So why now are you telling me I have to tell them? Because if you're spending time with your spouse and your kids keep interrupting you, you need to tell them that, hey, I'm busy right now spending time with your dad. This is such a priority for us and our marriage and our family to thrive that I'm going to need you to wait. You just did a whole lot of things right there in that one sentence, right? You taught your kid how to set a boundary. You taught your kid how to keep a boundary, to respect a boundary, and you put your marriage first, which sets a great example that they're going to remember in theirs. So the next thing is schedule regular check-ins with your team, your family, yourself, to discuss boundaries and expectations, even your children. Make it a safe space where everyone can speak openly about their needs and limitations. Safe space. Number three, this is the one most people miss. Implement systems. After communication becomes implementation, action. You have to put systems in place that are going to help you maintain these boundaries. They could be tech solutions like do not disturb modes on your devices. It could be behavioral changes like delegating tasks that don't align with your priorities. So for instance, when I was doing the whole grad school thing, which we talked about in the last episode, I did not watch TV. I did not have games on my computer. They all got deleted. Anything that was a distraction to me that was not a priority went away because I did not have the time. You could even use a project management software. Yes, at home and with your spouse. I do it all the time. I delegate tasks effectively this way. At home, you can simply just create a shared family calendar where everyone inputs their schedules. It makes it easier to respect each other's time. Now, I'm going to be real in real life here. I have some calendar rules in our house. And one of them is, if it's not in the calendar, it doesn't exist. So don't expect me to deal with it. Number two, if I have my thing on the calendar, but you forgot to put your thing on the calendar and you think it's more important than my thing, then we're going to have a conversation. And in that conversation, if we are not coming to an agreement on which one is the higher priority, the person who had it on the calendar is the higher priority. Sometimes that could be my husband or my children. If it's my husband and he still wants to do his thing, then he better figure out how to handle his children because my thing is already on the calendar. He is aware that it is his expectation and priority to take care of the kids. And that may sound really mean, but it works. It's a system put in place that respects each other's time and boundaries. So number four is you have to now monitor and enforce those boundaries, which is what I was doing, right, with my little calendar rules. So setting boundaries is not a set it and forget it. You have to continually monitor how well those boundaries are being respected. You have to make the adjustments. Do them just as needed. But this might mean you have to have a difficult conversation when boundaries are crossed or reassess your own limitations. Now, here's a practical tip for you. Keep a boundary journal. Everybody laughs at me. They're like, what? Note down, especially if you're new to boundaries, the instances where your boundaries were respected or violated. Don't think you can keep it all in the memory. And this isn't about keeping score. It's about learning how to set boundaries and go have conversations around them. Remember, you're going to start with a micro boundary that you think you could be successful at. And you're going to get that one down. I'm not telling you to go set 10 boundaries. I'm telling you to set one at a time. So you are going to reflect on these entries in your journal. I want you to identify patterns and just make the necessary adjustments. And lastly, number five, holy guacamole, celebrate small wins. Every time you successfully maintain a boundary, it's a win worth celebrating. And you make kids' reward charts. You probably make them for your pets. Sometimes your husband gets the reward. Yeah. Make yourself a reward chart, people. Acknowledging these small victories. Oh, wait. I have to go back because sometimes your wife gets the reward because there's a lot of men that listen. I'm sorry. I didn't forget. But these small victories is crucial for your mental well-being and serves as positive reinforcement for your efforts. You're going to want to do it. So every time you have a week where you are successfully maintaining your boundaries, treat yourself to something you enjoy. It could be a movie night, a favorite meal, an extra hour of leisure reading, a bubble bath, a glass of wine, whatever it is. So in this episode, we have dived deep into the art of how to set a boundary. And I know that it's easier said than done. So I want you to know that if you go to thrivelivetv.com and you join our waitlist, because it's not coming out till the end of December, people on the waitlist will be getting invitations to join us for a deep dive boundary lesson, where there's a series of videos and lessons that are just digestible, shorter, easy to consume, but they go into each of these things deep. We will be putting that out, and everybody on the waiting list will be invited to do that first. So if you think these podcasts are great and you found value in them, can you please help me out and like them, share them on social media, and then give them a little review on your podcast player? That would help me greatly, especially on Apple or Spotify. And send it to a friend. Just hit the little button to forward it. It's in your podcast player, just kind of like you do to go send it to a text, and send it to a friend and share. I would truly, truly appreciate it. Now, in conclusion here, we got to set the stage here for what we've done and what we've learned and what we're going to do next week. Setting boundaries isn't just about saying no, it's about saying yes to what truly matters to you. That's the biggest lesson you can take out of here. It's about creating a life that honors your priorities, respects your limitations. And remember, boundaries are not static. They evolve just like you. Keep your lines of communication open. Be willing to adjust as needed. And thank you for joining me for this crucial conversation today. Until our next deep dive, which next week is going to be on psychological triggers that keep you from setting boundaries or having a life that you love. I want you to keep thriving in every area of your life. And if you're not right now, just listening to these, you're one step closer. Until next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Couch Time. This is Amy Wine, and I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and gained some valuable insights that you can apply to your own life, relationships, and business. Remember, you're capable of achieving anything you set your mind to, and I believe in you. Keep showing up, keep taking action, and keep striving for greatness. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe. I would be forever grateful if you could please leave a rating and a review and share it with someone who you think could benefit from these conversations. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep living your life authentically and intentionally on purpose, and keep thriving in all areas of your life. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're going to find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com. And let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.